Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. He got the red carpet treatment at the White House.
Well, Mr. President, it's good to have you back. I'm delighted that you're able to make the trip.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is meeting with President Biden. Later, he will speak to Congress. The president says the people of Ukraine are inspirations.
The American people have stood proudly with them, Democrats and Republicans, together with our allies in Europe and Japan and other places, to make sure you have the financial, humanitarian, and security assistance that is needed.
The Biden administration earlier announced $1.85 billion in additional aid to Ukraine. That includes Patriot surface-to-air missiles. Congress is planning to vote on a spending package that includes about $45 billion in emergency assistance to Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says this is in the interest of America.
Helping equip our friends in Eastern Europe to win this war is also a direct investment in reducing Putin's future capabilities to menace American, threaten our allies, and contest our core interests.
U.S. and Ukrainian officials say they're preparing for fighting to continue for some time. A football player known for catching the immaculate reception has died.
A tough day for Pittsburgh Steelers. Hall of Fame running back Franco Harris passed away overnight at age 72. His son, Doc, confirmed the news to the AP this morning. And no cause of death given, but really the timing sort of ironic in the sense that the team is set to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the immaculate reception this weekend while also retiring his number 32. The immaculate reception may be the most famous play in football history, where he caught an improbable pass, ran it in for a touchdown that sort of kickstarted what became the dynasty that the Pittsburgh Steelers established in the 1970s. Will Graves, Pittsburgh.
Big gains late in the day on Wall Street. This is AP News. Consumer confidence ends the year on a high note.
The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index rose to 108.3 in December, its highest level since April, and up from 101.4 last month, the lowest figure since July. The increase comes despite rising interest rates and growing anxiety about a possible recession. The Conference Board's Present Situation Index, which measures consumers' assessment of current business and labor market conditions, also rose, as did the board's Expectations Index. That measures consumers' six-month outlook for income, business, and labor conditions. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Thousands of ambulance workers in Britain began a one-day strike, with unions and the government swapping accusations of blame for putting lives at risk. The government in Britain advised people to reduce their risk of needing an ambulance. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Battery charges have been dropped against a former NFL wide receiver. The Hillsborough County State Attorney's Office says investigators in Tampa have dropped misdemeanor battery charges against Antonio Brown. The investigation stemmed from a verbal altercation at a Tampa home on November 28th. A police report said Brown threw a shoe at a woman, attempted to evict her from the home, and locked her out. However, the state attorney's statement says the victim recanted her previous allegations regarding Brown's intent to hit her or cause bodily harm. Brown has a long history of troubled behavior on and off the field, including being accused by two women of sexual assault. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Biden administration says it's moving to make more prescription medicine available as the flu rages nationwide. This year's flu season has hit early and hard.
Probably the worst flu outbreak we've seen in a decade.
White House COVID-19 response chief Dr. Ashish Jha said last week there's a lot of flu out there, and in some cases, not enough medicine after a spike in RSV cases. Some people are having trouble finding over-the-counter medicine, particularly for kids. The FDA says the antibiotic amoxicillin is also in short supply due to high demand. The administration's releasing doses of Tamiflu from the Strategic National Stockpile. States will be able to ask for them from the Health and Human Services Department, which last week announced it would let states dip into their own Tamiflu stocks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It's the end of almost a half century in Washington, D.C. for Democratic Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy, who finishes his career in January and says goodbye to Washington with a mix of resignation and resolve. 82-year-old Senator Patrick Leahy took office in 1975 and hopes the collegiality he once knew will return.
I'm very worried. If we don't get back to it, this country is going to be severely damaged.
He cast over 17,000 votes, one of the first against funding the Vietnam War.
You can imagine the pressure I was getting. I was told that I'd never be reelected. I thought that's the case. It's worth it.
And what's he most proud of after 48 years?
I kept my Vermont values and my integrity.
Senator Leahy leaves office January 3rd. His successor, Vermont's Democratic Representative Peter Welch. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.